HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
West Bengal has ordered an inquiry into the Pegasus snooping row. It has become the first state to do so. The cabinet has approved the appointment of a commission of inquiry. It will comprise former Supreme Court Judge Justice M.B. Loker and retired Calcutta High Court Chief Justice Justice Jyotirmay Bhattacharya. The panel has been empowered to formulate its own procedure. It can select venues of sittings and seek assistance from government officials and experts. It has been asked to submit its report within 6 months. Close to 10% of India's eligible population has now been fully vaccinated for COVID-19, government data shows. In terms of partial protection, 26.5% of the 940 million eligible population has now had one dose. In all, there are now a little over 436 million doses given to people since the drive began on January 16. Maharashtra has become the first state to vaccinate more than 10 million people with both doses. India will need to significantly boost its vaccination rates. At the current pace of 4.1 million vaccination a day, it will not meet its target of vaccinating the entire population by December 31. A British court has granted a bankruptcy order against fugitive Indian businessman Vijay Mallya. This will pave the way for a consortium of Indian banks led by the State Bank of India to pursue a worldwide freezing order. The consortium of 13 Indian banks, led by SBI, argued for the bankruptcy order to be granted in its favor. This was in order to get Mallya's worldwide assets investigated. It was also for seeking repayment of 11,000 crore he owes them for loans given to the now-defunct Kingfisher Airlines. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Xi Feng has said the US strategy of confrontation and cooperation with Beijing was a thinly veiled attempt to contain and suppress China. He made the comments during his meeting with US Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman. She said their ties are in a stalemate, fundamentally because some Americans portray China as an imaginary enemy. The talks took place in the backdrop of tensions between the two countries over wide-ranging issues. India's unemployment rate soared to 7.14% in the week ending July 25. It was a 5.98% rise from the previous week ending July 18. Joblessness increased both in urban areas and the rural hinterland. Urban unemployment continues to be higher than rural at 8.01%, up from 7.94% in last week. The rural joblessness rate stood at 6.75%, a sharper rise from 5.1% in the previous week.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.